We live for you. God, we live for you. We run passion for your name. We run freedom. You're broken every chain. We run. Our God will not be moved. Our God will never be shaken. We run to you. We run. We are a chosen generation. Rise up, holy nation. God, we live for you. You have called us out of darkness into light so glorious. God, we live for you. We run passion for your name. We run freedom. You've broken every chain. We run. Our God will not be moved. Our God will never be shaken. We run to you. We run. We are the chosen generation. Rise up, holy nation. God, we live for you. You have called us out of darkness into light so glorious. God, we live for you. And you are everything, more than all we need. God, we live for you. God, we live for you. I found this world to be more than all we need. God, we live for you. God, we live for you. We are a chosen generation. Rise up, holy nation. God, we live for you. You have called us out of darkness into light so glorious. God, we live for you.
I'm asking for help today.
Sorry, I don't have time.
But why?
I have things I really need, I want to do, and I don't think you can help me.
Okay, sure. Oh, hi, I'm asking for help today.
Oh, am I gonna be on TV? How do I look? Do I look okay? Is my breath okay? Oh, I'm sorry, I'm just so excited. Okay, so what exactly was the question?
Would you help me?
Psh. Of course I would help you. You're so awesome. I simply love you. Why wouldn't I help you?
Would you help someone else?
I don't know. Who are they?
Well, it could be anyone.
Well, I couldn't just help someone I didn't know.
But you don't know me, yet you're willing to help me.
But you have a microphone and a camera. That's why. I don't know what else to say.
Hi, would you be willing to help me today?
How long will it take?
Not long.
How much will it cost?
Not much.
Because I do give money to random charity cases.
That's great, so you can help me then.
Well, if someone else can help you, then I could save the money for someone who really needs it.
So you would be willing to help someone else?
Do they really need my help? I mean, maybe their luck will change, or maybe they won't even appreciate my help. I can't work with that.
Hi, sir. Would you be willing to help me today?
If you have problems, it's only because you asked for it.
I did?
Yeah. What's your problem?
Maybe someone mugged me.
Your fault?
How so?
You're in the wrong place, doing something wrong. You're showing off your money and looking all helpless.
I don't think so.
It's your problem. You're not thinking.
So you would not help me?
I am helping. I just give you some great advice.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, are you okay?
What?
Do you need any help?
I didn't ask yet.
Well, you look like you use some help.
I do need help.
Well, why don't you turn off your microphone and tell me what it is?
With that, I would like to introduce somebody to you. It's been a few months since you've been able to meet them, but I would like to bring up Becky Valenzuela, that is our director of Young People's Ministries, that has been serving our youth group and helping with the formation of our college group, that's going to do a bit of an introduction for our service today.
Good morning. I'm guessing you were thinking one of two things when you came in the doors this morning. Immediately noticing that things look a little bit different. So maybe that you didn't know that there was a youth service today, and you opened it up and you looked at your bulletin and said, what's going on? Or second, maybe you knew that the young people were doing the service, so you came excited and ready for something new. Either way, I am excited that you are here, and I thank you for joining us. My name is Becky, and for the past 3 months, I have had the privilege of joining a fantastic team of youth advisors and young people in ministry. I am asked time and again by people outside of youth ministry, why do you go on so many mission trips? Well, I can tell you with absolute certainty why I go, and why mission trips are so vital to youth ministry. Pastor Stacy can stand up here and preach hundreds of sermons, and I can teach hundreds of Sunday school or youth group lessons about Jesus being a servant and having compassion for people, but that only serves to inform. Integrating missions and service provides the opportunities for youth to be the hands and feet of Christ and experience his love and compassion for people. Teaching informs, but mission transforms. This holds the greatest impact on spiritual formation and growth. It holds the key to transforming students into committed followers of Christ. Isn't that what Jesus did? He met people where they were. He encountered people in need, and he met those needs. While loving and serving people, the youth build unbreakable bonds with their fellow youth and advisors. When joined with other youth from around their community, from neighboring states, or from around the world, our youth are benefiting from the connectional blessing of the Methodist Church. This is why one of my first goals when becoming your youth director was to draw the youth into service. Having been a part of youth ministry for over 10 years, I have heard the testimonies of hundreds of youth and seen the transformative power on many lives. Yes, ministry within this community of faith and the walls of this church is very important. But there is something unique about joining with friends and going away from home and all that you know. There is something special about joining with strangers for a common purpose and quickly discovering a friendship that only God could provide. We are called to take the gospel to the ends of the earth and make disciples of all nations. How better to spread the gospel than by serving one another? These youth will change our world. When challenged to come up with a name for the coming year of youth ministry and all the service opportunities we hope to complete, the youth decided on Hands for Change. We thank you for joining us for service this morning, and through their testimony, we invite you to accompany us on the first trip of Hands for Change.
Christ is my reward. And all of my devotion. Now there's nothing in this world that could ever satisfy. Through every trial, my soul will sing, no test. turning back. I've been set free.
Brothers and sisters, if people claim to have faith but have no deeds, can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well-fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish person, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless?
Good morning again. So I'm the first of three people to give a testimony about the mission trip we all went on. And so here it goes. So we went to Joshua Tree Church, and doing work for the Joshua Tree Church gained me experience on how mission trips really work. It was fun being with all the youth and the young adults, and it was also nice seeing our myriad of friends again. I honestly did not know what to expect going on this mission trip. I honestly thought we were going to serve lunch for the Joshua Tree Church, and it would only last until maybe like noonish. But I was surprised that we stayed from morning to nighttime, because we cooked in the morning, and then we served the food for dinner. All in all, it was an amazing experience. It was just great seeing everyone work together, getting their hands dirty for once. And I felt like this mission trip helped everyone bond together, helped people talk who never really talked before. And going on this mission trip helped me realize that you gain something from it. You gain a strong faith, and you gain a faith that people try to seek. Just like the Bible verse said, what is good is it if someone says he has faith but does not have works? We see people go to church once a week thinking it's okay, Sunday, thinking that they're going to be saved, and that's all they need. But doesn't God deserve more than that? Doesn't God deserve our best effort? Going on a mission trip is not just to hang out with friends, but it's to give God what he really deserves, our time, our work, our effort. Going on mission trips are meant to help people in need. That is what God does every day, and I believe he needs our help, even if he doesn't ask for it. People ask God for so many things in their lifetime and never think to give something back to him. So doing future mission trips is one thing I would do to help God. What will you do?
We give you so much thanks this week for all the blessings that you have given us. And we are reminded by this cross that your son came into this world so that he could die upon that cross for us. And this morning we cover that cross so brightly in our joys and our concerns, those things that weigh upon our hearts. We put them on your cross to give them to you, Lord. so that you can take them into your most capable arms of love and leave our hearts with your Holy Spirit to be comforted in knowing that you have all things under control. This week, as we go from this place, may we feel your holy presence upon us, guiding us each day, relieving us of our stress, and lead us into your paths of glory and righteousness. Lord, we lift all of this up to you this morning, as we lift up to you the prayer of all disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our second scripture this morning is Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven.
Good morning. I'm in the 11th grade, and I went on the Joshua Tree mission trip on Thanksgiving weekend. If I had to describe the experience in one word, it would be overwhelming. I say overwhelming because it was an overwhelming feeling of emotions: happiness, sadness, stress, relief, and gratitude. Before the trip, I was like, cool, let's go on this mission trip, because I'm not doing anything anyways. I didn't expect much to come out of it. I just expected to hang out with the youth and serve dinner one night, then go back to hanging out. But that was not the case. The first night, we played this game where everyone got a card. The card determined how much goldfish you would have in your cup. Some people had a full cup, whereas others had barely any. As the game went on, we received more cards that said +5 or -15. Those cards determined how much goldfish you would gain or lose. This represented how the world works. There are people who live in wealth, some in poverty, and some right in between. They lose or gain goldfish due to various happenings, such as being a victim of a natural disaster, having to pay taxes, losing your job, or even winning the lottery. After receiving those cards, some people were left with absolutely nothing in their cup. It was so sad because they didn't have enough goldfish to put food on the table for their families. The next night, the game really came to life. So many people came to the church for Thanksgiving dinner, and you could tell that they weren't the richest people in the world. When we were serving the food, you could just tell by the look on their faces how thankful they were. There was one man that came back for fits, and each time he came back, he said thank you, and he told us how much he appreciated us doing this mission. It made me want to go on more mission trips because I felt God working through us to show his love and spread it to the whole world, and I realized how much of an impact it has on other people's lives, especially those in poverty. Hands for Change is an amazing thing, and I'm so happy I had this experience. Thank you. Fear surrounds me. You've never
world star now. So I'll call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours and you are mine.
Pray. Lord, we thank you for the ways you call us to be your hands for change in this world. We thank you for the ways we are able to go and serve, but we also thank you for the ways that we get that our gifts and tithes are able to be in places that we cannot. May the generosity of our hearts be the change you desire in this world, and may our hearts and lives know the ways that we are providing for the least of your children. For this we pray in your name. Amen.
Who's there? What are you doing?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Watson. It's me, Georgina. I'm just shoveling your walkway today.
I didn't ask for that. Now go away.
But I'm almost finished.
You just want my money. I'm not paying you a cent.
I promise you, Mrs. Watson, I don't want any money.
Then what do you want?
I just want to help you shovel all of this snow.
I don't care about that. I don't want anybody coming here anyway.
But I don't want you to get hurt while you're getting your mail.
I don't get any mail. Now get going.
See, look, I'm done now. I'm gonna go now, so have a nice day, Mrs. Watson.
Nice day, my foot. My foot will be somewhere nice if you don't leave me alone. Go away. I don't want any.
Now, Mrs. Watson, I'm not leaving until you answer the door.
Oh, it's you again. Now what do you want?
Good evening, Mrs. Watson.
What's good about it? What are you up to now? I have a gun here.
No, you don't.
Well, what's this about?
You know.
I hate guessing games. People always trying to trick you.
Mrs. Watson, I have some extra supper. I wanted to bring it to you.
What is wrong with your wife? Oh, no, husband. What is wrong with your husband? Doesn't he know how to cook proper portions? Seems every day he's making too much.
Yeah, that's about right, Mrs. Watson. That would be my husband. And ah, you're really trying to help me out here, you know? You'd better help me eat this. I'm trying to lose a bit of weight.
Well, I can see that you should. Maybe I should chase you out of here so you can get your exercise too. Now go away.
Sure thing, Mrs. Watson. I'll just leave it right here. Have a good day. Mrs. Watson? I know you're home. Mrs. Watson, if you don't answer me
now
soon,
don't be knocking down my door. Just go away.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. When am I ever okay?
I mean, if you're hurt, I can get
help. I'm fine. Just the usual pain.
You sure now?
Did you want me to lose my voice too?
Okay, I was just making sure.
Are you still there? Your husband is going to start wondering.
But this was his idea, Mrs. Watson. He bought this, and it's the wrong size.
Your husband needs some serious help.
Well, he does, actually. He had knee surgery, so I'm going to leave this right here for you, okay, Mrs. Watson? Have a good night.
Our last scripture today is from Matthew 25, verse 34 to 40. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, I truly tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me."
Good morning. I recently experienced my first mission trip at Joshua Tree, and it's something I would gladly do again. But my first thought about it was not what I thought about it when we finished. At first, I thought it was just to hang out with friends, take pictures, and just have a good time. But it was more than that. The first night, we stayed at Pastor Stacy's house in Winchester. And we learned about how much people had through goldfish, about how others had less and was in poverty or was in the middle class or had a lot of wealth. I was unfortunately given only about 20 goldfish, and the cards I chose were minus 15, so I had 5 goldfish only. And I was left with nothing. The feeling of not knowing I didn't do anything wrong but chose that minus 15 card made me think about how others felt when they lost their job or lost their home in a natural disaster, and how they unfairly was left with nothing. And the next day, we got ready for the people who came in to eat. And many people came, families with children, men, women. And as they came up to be given their food, I handed them salad, just salad and dressing, and they came in and gave me a big smile, said thank you, and it just filled my heart knowing that I did that for them, knowing that I helped them get through the day, knowing that I warmed their heart for just giving them food. In the scripture it says, "I was hungry and you gave me something to eat." Jesus helped us when we were in need. Now it is our turn to help those in need. Jesus is working through our hands, and we're doing his work for him. And I would gladly go on another mission trip with my wonderful youth.
Awesome in power.